So, what do narcissists want from you? Is a question I get a lot of times on all of my social media platforms. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammett. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. In today's episode, y'all, we're talking about just that. What do they want? What do narcissistic people, toxic people, what do they really want from you as a human being, as a partner, as a, you know, just a relationship, in any type of relationship dynamic? What do they want from you? Ask yourself that question. I know a lot of people go just like supply, control, money, whatever. This is that. So this video, I'm going to get deep with you. I'm going to get deep with you here, y'all. Go ahead and put your shoes on, your trench boots on. We're about to get deep. We're going to get deep right here. So I know narcissists want control. That's so super simplistic. And I've made videos about that before. Narcissists want control. Yeah, they want narcissistic supply. They don't want to be by themselves. But at the core of it, y'all, at the core, I think a lot of narcissists want you to validate their existence.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And I know even that right there sounds super simplistic, but I think a lot of narcissists need you to validate their existence. It's not even a want anymore. It's a need. Narcissists need people. And I made a video previously about how some narcissists want to be alone, but they need people. They need you. Narcissists do need people. They need you to validate their existences on this planet, because without you, who am I? Without people, who are they? Without a significant other, without a job, a good job, without something, who is the narcissist at their core? Who? They need you to make them feel real. It's just like, am I a ghost? Do I really exist? Am I a real person? Pinocchio was a narcissist. Am I a real boy right now? You know what I mean? We don't feel real. A lot of people asking me, they're just like, what about your wife made your wife different and made you stay with your wife? This, that. Yo, I've been working myself for a long time, and I've become super introspective over the last 6 years of therapy. I mean, I've been working myself almost 20 years, but over the last 6 years of therapy, I've been digging deeper into my super introspective. Like, I've been getting super introspective with myself, looking deeper within myself. And like, what is it about my wife? It's really not my wife. It's what she represents. You know, it's really not her. It's what she represents. And what she represents is realness. I'm real. I'm a real person because I'm associated with her, because I'm attached to her. Because I'm with her, literally. I'm a real boy. You know what I mean? That's the Pinocchio voice. But I'm real. Narcissists need you because you make them feel real. And I don't get you get a lot. I'm going to get a lot of pushback on this, especially if the self aware narcissist, they get a hold of this video. I'm real anyway. Da, 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 da. Who are you without? Who are you? If you're a self aware narcissist watching this, who are you without your person? Who are you without your kids? At your core, who are you? Go, right now. Don't think about, I don't know. Who are you? Because what I realized is my wife, yeah, I love my wife, but she does make me feel like a real person. Like, I matter because of her. You see what I'm saying? Because of her, I feel like I matter. Because of you, a narcissist might feel like they matter. And this is not me trying to tell you to stay with them. Again, if you're looking for a sign to stay in a toxic relationship, this ain't it. You know, If you're looking for a sign to stay with a toxic person, this ain't it. You know, this ain't it. Because like, just because they need you around, just because you make them feel real or you make them feel validated, does not mean you should go back to them. Because most narcissistic people, they just because they need you, don't mean they're going to treat you better. It doesn't mean they're going to do better for you. It doesn't mean they're going to be better for you. You know, why would they? They gotten this far by being bad. They're going to continue to be bad. If their bad behaviors are rewarded, why would they change their bad behaviors? You know, that's the deep part of it right there. They need you to feel alive. Because without narcissistic supply or the validation or whatever they receive from you, who are they? Seriously, y'all. Even social media is narcissistic people. Even the narcissists that are on social media, the political narcissists, who are they without you? Who are they without their supporters, their blind supporters, their cult members, whatever y'all want to call it? Who are they? At the bottom of their core, who are they? You know? Who? Like an owl. They need you to feel that. They need you to feel real. Because before, like, it's just, they need you. They want you. What do they want from you? They want you to be around them so they can get the narcissistic supply, so they can get the control, so they can get all of that stuff to make them feel real. All of this stuff balled into one ball, one mesh ball to make them feel like a real person at the end of the day.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
That's the space that so many fall into right there. They want to feel real. They don't know how to do real human emotions. They don't know how to be real people. They don't know how to do real things. They don't. Until they encounter you. That's what they learn from you. All my videos this week are coming together, right? That's what they learn from you, how to be real. They learn from you how to exist. They learn from you how to do things in real life. These hair ties are super tight, y'all. I gotta take this one out. Sorry. This is super. It has no give. That's pulling my hair out. They need you to feel real. They do. It's getting to that space right there. So when a narcissist, I don't need you. I don't need you here. They need somebody here. They might not need you here, but they need somebody here. It has to be somebody. They can't do it by themselves. They hate to be by themselves. Why? Because they don't feel real. They don't feel grounded without you here. They don't feel grounded without having people around. They don't feel grounded without having their kids. They don't feel grounded without, they don't matter. They want to matter. At the end of the day, I know everybody wants to matter, but when a narcissist wants to matter, or a toxic person wants to matter, they go above and beyond to be extremely abusive and toxic as hell. You see what I'm saying? When they want to matter, intent matters. The intention behind the actions matters, but also the impact. Intent over impact. Oh, impact over intent. That's my. I have a shirt. I don't have it on right now. Impact over intent. Like the intent absolutely matters, y'all. Impact matters too, but the intent matters too. I didn't mean to hurt you, but you did. You cheated. What the hell? What did you mean? What did you mean to happen? You wanted to do it, and you wanted to do it and not have me find out. Is that what it is? I never meant for you. I never meant to lie to you. What? You never meant to lie. I never meant for things to end up this way. What? Why you do that then? You know what I mean? Intent matters, y'all, but the impact is greater. Impact over intent. That's why if the intent is over the impact, you come out with a negative. You come out with a undefined, like a division problem. If the smaller number, no. If the bigger number, well, intent over impact. Intent is bigger. You know, you don't get a whole number. You get a decimal point. But it happens, though, y'all. Seriously, they want you to be around them to make them feel real. To make them feel validated, to make them feel like they need to exist. They have a purpose. Like you might be there, you might give them purpose, but giving them purpose, they don't know what the hell the purpose is. You might give them purpose. Like they have a purpose on the planet, but they don't know what it is. That's why they don't know how to act. Sometimes they need you to ground them, to make them feel like a human being, to make them feel like they're not a bad person. They need you to make them feel like good people sometimes. They need you. They want you around to make them feel normal. You know, at the end of the day, they want to feel normal. They want to look normal. So how do narcissistic people blend in? Like, it's like aliens. How would an alien that looks like, how would an alien, a humanoid alien, how would they blend in? How would they look normal? How would they go about doing that? You know what I mean? How? They would come to Earth. They would go to school. They would get married, and they would have kids. That's how they fit in. That's the main way to make you look like an Earthling, right? You would have friends. I go to Earth. I get married. I have kids. I go to school. Maybe get a good job. Maybe work. Maybe fit into society, so I can feel normal. They need you. They need you to feel normal, y'all. You know. So don't ever let this is why I made this video. So don't ever let a narcissist tell you that they don't need you. They need somebody. They might not need you personally, but they need somebody. That's why they can't be by themselves. Like, be by yourself. Like, if you don't need me, be by yourself for a little while. Don't jump into a new relationship. Just be by yourself for a little while. Don't get on Tinder. Don't get on Bumble. Don't try to clap anybody's cheeks. Don't have any kind of interaction with a person of the opposite sex or the same sex, whoever you're attracted to. Don't have any interaction with them. Be by yourself for a little while. If you don't need me, if you don't need people, if you don't need anyone, you never had anyone, nobody's ever been there for you, be by yourself for a little bit. Do it on your own. Be a hermit. See how you last. No, they can't do that, y'all. They'll pretend to want to do that, but they can't do that because they know they need people around them to help them feel like human beings. I'm just being realistic with you. They need people. They need those people around. They need you. You know what I mean? It's a process. It is a process. It really is, y'all. So I just hope people, when you're dealing with narcissistic people, that you understand that, like, yeah, they need you. They might not, they're going to pretend like they don't. They're going to act like they don't, I promise you. They're going to pretend and act like they don't need you. But I promise you they do. So it's a very unique process. It's a very unique dynamic to be a part of, y'all. So you have to, but you, at the end of the day, you have to empower yourself to, you know, just be you. Be your own character. You're your own character in this book, y'all. And just because they need you or want you around doesn't mean that you have to be around. I need you, please don't leave. No. They need to treat you better if they want you around. Like, there's certain requirements, y'all. Just don't let people be around you. They treat you like crap. Please. Because at the end of the day, they're going to keep... Why would they stop doing it if it works? You know? Why would they stop doing this type of stuff if it works, y'all? Anyways, y'all. So glad you're here. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe to the memberships if you haven't already, y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.